Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 275 for Friday, February 20th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were weaker Friday morning, seeing some modest profit-taking to start the day. Canola was down $1 to $2, the May contract down $1.70 at $466.20 per ton. After hitting their highest levels in 7 months yesterday, canola futures were due for a correction from a chart standpoint. The recent strength was also said to be drawing in more farmer selling. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil contributed to the softer tone, but solid end-user demand from both exporters and domestic crushers did provide underlying support. The overall technical bias also remains pointed higher for the time being. Wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded after seeing some price revisions after yesterday's close. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat are all lower in early activity. Soybeans are down 5 to 6 cents, with the May contract down 6 at $10.05 per bushel. Profit-taking following yesterday's gains accounted for some of the selling pressure, while the good South American crop prospects and advancing harvest there were also bearish. In addition, the latest news out of the USDA's annual Outlook Forum included a forecast calling for a sharp rise in U.S. soybean ending stocks for the upcoming 2015-16 crop year. At 430 million bushels, ending stocks would be the highest in 9 years. Corn futures were down 3 to 4 cents, the May contract down 4 at $3.85 per bushel, as it fell in sympathy with the beans. However, the USDA's corn stocks estimate was much more bullish, with projected carryout for 2015-16 of 1.7 billion bushels, about 8% below expectations for the current crop year. Solid weekly export sales also provided underlying support for corn. For wheat, prices are down 3 to 6 cents, the May contract in Chicago down 6 at $5.13 per bushel. The USDA is forecasting a 5% rise in U.S. wheat production this upcoming year and a 10% rise in ending stocks. The big supply projections and ideas U.S. wheat remains overpriced internationally weighed on prices. But on the other side, cold temperatures across many U.S. winter wheat growing regions are raising concerns over winter kill, and that helped temper the declines. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday morning, February 20th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.